I'm Kim Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Noted pianist and cabaret performer Philip Fortenberry returns to Burlington, Iowa for two performances tonight and tomorrow night at the Heritage Center in Burlington. Tickets are available at the Heritage Center at 501 North 4th, or at the Iowa Store at 400 Front Street, and at Weird Herald's at 411 Jefferson. Reservations can be made by calling the Heritage Center at 319-752-7449. Mr. Fortenberry previously played in Burlington in May of 2010. The price is $25 per ticket. The shows are at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at the Heritage Center in the Bart Howard Room. That's in Burlington. For some of the best homemade music to be had on a Saturday afternoon, stop by New Copperfield's Book Service in downtown Macomb on the north side of the square tomorrow afternoon starting at 1, because they're hosting another in its series of Hootenanny Jam Sessions for area musicians. Everyone is invited, and it's free. Musicians of all skill levels are encouraged to bring an instrument and join in, or just stop by for a few minutes or stay the afternoon. A Hootenanny at New Copperfield's Book Service in downtown Macomb tomorrow at 1. The Drama Club of Central Lee High School in Donelson, Iowa, is presenting an original children's play. It's called The Ball. Greg Carter, a senior at the high school, wrote and directed the play. It's a modern version of the Cinderella story for children of all ages. It's free and open to the public and starts at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in the Round Room of the Keokuk Public Library at 210 North 5th Street in Keokuk. You can help keep the bands playing in the tri-state area, as the Rollin' on the River Committee has announced the kickoff of their instrument refurbishing program in conjunction with their winter Bald Eagle Blues fundraiser that will be held tomorrow night at the Southside Boat Club on Keokuk's riverfront. The committee is accepting donations of gently used band instruments. They will have them refurbished, and they will be loaned to tri-state area school music programs for interested students who might not otherwise be able to rent or purchase an instrument. There is also a tax advantage to the donor of these instruments. Plus, an instrument donated during the fundraiser will be traded for a ticket to the 2012 Rollin' on the River Blues Festival, which will be held in Keokuk on August 17th and 18th. The Bald Eagle Blues fundraiser includes the featured band the Mahoney Cousins of Quincy, and tickets are $12 per person or $20 per couple. The doors open at 7. The famous Grand Lunch Chili and snacks will be included in the ticket price. Tomorrow afternoon, the Dixon Mounds Museum, a branch of the Illinois State Library, will be hosting a traditional Native American winter gathering. That's from 1 until 5 tomorrow afternoon. It will feature a variety of activities and demonstrations, including storytelling, music, group games and dances, doll making and beading, and traditional ceremonies. Activities for all ages, and it's open to the public, and the admission is free. Then, you're encouraged to return to the museum that evening as the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with the Cantrells from Nashville, Tennessee. The award-winning duo of Al and Emily Cantrell return with original folk and bluegrass music on the guitar, fiddle, and mandolin, covering a wide range of styles from traditional to swing to Celtic. As the Nashville Tennessean says, "She sings like an angel, he plays like the devil." Here they are on an old Huddy Ledbetter song, "Take This Hammer."
1, 2, 3, 4. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. trumpet's hammer. Carry it to the captain. Take this hammer. Carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, boys. Tell him I'm gone. If he asks you, was I wrong?
The duo The Cantrells. They'll be at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston tomorrow night at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for children. The museum is located between Lewiston and Havana off Illinois Routes 78 and 97. Sunday afternoon and evening in Macomb, it's nothing but brass as Western Illinois University's School of Music presents Brass Fest 2012. It's a day-long set of workshops and presentations ending with a concert open to the public featuring the St. Louis Brass, one of America's longest-standing brass quintets. The concert will be at 7:30 that evening in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. Tickets are $5 for the evening concert only. And the program is presented in part by the Bureau of Cultural Affairs at WIU. Brass Fest 2012, featuring the St. Louis Brass, Sunday nights at 7:30. This coming Tuesday evening at the Western Illinois University Art Gallery, there is a public reception for the new exhibition Selections from the Permanent Collection, Portraits, Not Just Another Pretty Face. The public reception is from 6 until 8 p.m. in the gallery. The exhibition is guest curated by students in the Museum Studies program. It features portraits selected from the Western Illinois University Art Gallery's Permanent Collection. Also on Tuesday evening on the WIU campus, clarinet professor Eric Ginsberg presents a faculty recital at 7:30 in the Kovac Recital Hall, featuring works by Etler, Romig, Kovacs, and Hindemith. It's free and open to the public. Thursday night in Burlington, Iowa, the Burlington Civic Music 2011-2012 season continues at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium with the John Jorgensen Quintet. This quintet creates a unique musical experience that satisfies the most discerning musician and the casual music fan as well. The group's style is gypsy jazz, yet they make room for country, pop, and a little bit of rock from time to time. Whether it's dazzling fretwork on his guitar or playing on his clarinets, this is a great act to catch. Grammy Award-winning guitarist John Jorgensen and his quintet. They'll be at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium at 7:30 on Thursday night, part of the Burlington Civic Music's 2011-2012 season. And there's another 2011-2012 concert season continuing on Saturday, February 11th. It's another celebration concert of our very own at our studios in Macomb. Our guest will be Red House recording artist Cliff Eberhardt, a Greenwich Village New Folk Movement stalwart. He'll take the stage at 7 that night. Here's Cliff singing his own After the Rain Falls.
Everybody loves a sunny day. After the rain falls, after the rain falls, when all the children come back out to play. After the rain falls, after the rain falls, no matter on this world where you may roam, every road you take will bring you home, and you'll never ever really be alone. After the rain falls, sometimes we all get lost inside the forest. Can't find our way in darkness closes in, and it feels like only danger lies before us. But the sun breaks and we find our way and we all feel safe again. Every road you take will bring you home, and even though it's pouring down, the sun will always come around, and every town will feel like your hometown. After the rain falls, after the rain falls, after the rain falls, after the rain.
Cliff Eberhardt. He'll be here in our studios for a celebration concert on Saturday, February 11th at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets by giving us a call at 1-800-895-2912 or get tickets online as well at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.